So Saltworks Theater Company has created a radio drama that they are about to give you a preview of. And there are sound effects, there are jingles, there are all sorts of things happening, and it's all live. They are going to be performing this on stage as well. It's just a week away. So it's now our pleasure to welcome from Saltworks, the Saltworks Young Company with the WYAS Radio Hour Live.
Good morning and welcome to
98.1 WYAS Live,
your number one radio hour for all the best buzz and family entertainment. We sure are happy to have you with us today as we give a special preview of our full radio hour to be performed live in front of our city audience on March 11 and 12. Enjoy this excerpt from one of our radio hour's featured radio dramas, The Amazing Interplanetary Adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. In this episode, Flash Gordon and her handsome young companion, Dale Arden, have found themselves in quite the adventure. After narrowly escaping their crashing airliner on their way to deal with a new planet, which, for many months, has been approaching the Earth with terrific speed, Flash and Dale are forced aboard a rocket ship by the mad scientist, Dr. Zarkov. Dr. Zarkov, wild with the desire to save the Earth from annihilation, crashes the rocket ship into the alien planet, Mongo. Flash and Dale again escape the destruction, only to be captured by strange soldiers armed with ray guns. The soldiers force them to come with them to the throne room of Ming the Merciless, Empress of Mongo and Supreme Ruler of the Universe.
Oh, thou indulgent Ming, most merciless majesty of Mongo, supreme ruler of all the peoples of the new planet, thy slaves salute thee.
Good. I shall want the Earth people.
Thy slaves obey, O Ming the Merciless.
Get your hands off me. I'm no slave. I'll meet your empress as a free woman and an equal.
So, you are a free woman. And my equal. Throw her to the red monkey men in the arena. I would be forced to make this free woman my equal.
There is thy freedom, Earth woman. Now you go into the arena and meet the red monkey men of Mongo.
No!
Don't worry, Dale. Empress Ming, I will show you that I, a free woman of the Earth, are more than a match for your brainless red monkey men.
Flash reaches the bottom step leading to the arena. She leaps and swings at the nearest red monkey man. Then, grasping the fallen man beast under the armpit, Flash whirls him around in a flail, knocking the others in all directions. Empress Ming, fearing that her monkey men will all be killed, orders her soldier to destroy Flash with their ray guns. In the midst of the confusion, Princess Ara, the beautiful young daughter of Ming the Merciless, calls to Flash.
Quick, brave Earthwoman, this way, here to my balcony.
Flash leaps to the royal balcony and joins the gorgeously jeweled princess, who commands the slaves to keep back while she takes Flash through a secret door and into a passage leading to a private elevator. The two get in, and Ara closes the door and presses the switch, whisking Flash away to an uncertain destiny. Meanwhile, back in the palace, Empress Ming is talking with Dale Arden.
Your companion, Flash Gordon, has escaped. But not for long. My men will soon capture her.
What are you going to do with me, Empress Ming?
You are pleasing to me, Earthman. You will become my husband.
Never! I don't love you!
We women of Mongo have no human traits. No love. No mercy. No kindness. Whether you love me or not makes no difference. You shall become my husband as soon as the ceremony can be arranged.
Your Majesty, look into the spatiograph. Our city is being bombarded by the space gyres of the Lion Men.
The Lion Men? Order the entire space fleet to the attack.
Don't fail to catch our full Radio Hour performance with the continuation of this episode and the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Flash.
Do you want to be just like me, the world's top athlete and favorite hero?
Everyone wants to be like you, Flash!
Well, then tell your parents to take you to Moss Hill Hotel.
Yes, Moss Hill Hotel, the favorite hotel of Flash Gordon. Located in glamorous Cleveland, Ohio, Moss Hill Hotel provides you with the unique comforts that keep all of your favorite superheroes coming back again and again.
All of my favorite superheroes? That's the place for me!
Here at Moss Hill Hotel, your comfort is our preference. Unlike other hotels who make you sleep on pillows used over and over by previous guests.
Yuck!
Pillows here at Moss Hill Hotel are newly stuffed every day with that morning's newspapers. So fresh and fluffy.
The crinkling is like a lullaby, just for me.
At Moss Hill Hotel, the right time for a clean room is any time. Our round-the-clock maid service ensures clean sheets and sparkling bathrooms for every guest, every minute.
Midnight housekeeping!
Vacuuming my room at midnight? Golly, do I ever feel cared for!
After your sweet night's sleep, all Moss Hill guests are awoke in our top-of-the-line dining room, featuring jaw-dropping views of picturesque Lake Erie, where our hard-working kitchen staff comes in every Monday to prepare fresh, delicious meals to last you the rest of the week. Lunch tastes a little funny on Friday? Well, savor that sandwich because every Moss Hill Hotel guest with a case of food poisoning gets a free night stay.
I can bring my mother next time.
Yes, from cuisine to cleanliness, Moss Hill Hotel puts efficiency first. Our kindness extends even to our staff, who enjoy every weekend off.
Hello, 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 hello. It's like having my own hotel.
So, kids, tell your parents that Moss Hill Hotel is the only place you'll go for your next family vacation. Just like Flash Gordon. Isn't that right, Flash?
Moss Hill Hotel, the most super hotel on Lake Erie.
Yay!
This preview of WYAS Radio Hour Live. Our next excerpt is from the second featured drama in our Radio Hour, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. This enduring classic explores the humanity and conflict within us all through the gaze of its tragic star, Captain Nemo. And so it is, with pride and pleasure, that WYAS Radio Hour Live presents Jules Verne's beloved classic, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
The Earth does not need new continents. It needs new men.
My name is Pierre Aronnax. I am an assistant professor in the Museum of Natural History in Paris. The year is 1866. Delving into the unknown as I do, there is little that surprises me. And yet, today, in this modern life, unbelievable newspaper headlines shock the world. Extra, extra! Steamer attacked by sea serpent! Read all about it! Extra!
Extra, extra! Another ship attacks! Navy to sea monster! Extra, extra! Extra, extra!
I was in my New York apartment at the conclusion of my most recent scientific tour, and had planned to return to Perry with my valuable collection of specimens when...
Professor Aronnax?
Yes, Conseil, what is it?
Commander Farragut of the United States Navy to see you, monsieur.
Commander Farragut?
Professor Aronnax, this is a great pleasure.
Well, believe me, Commander Farragut, the feeling is mutual. In fact, I am somewhat overcome to have a man of your reputation seek out an obscure professor such as
quite
myself.
Quite the contrary, sir. My government would like to see France represented in the expedition in search of the monster.
You mean you wish me to...
I am holding a cabin at your disposal on the President Lincoln, sir. We leave Brooklyn Pier in 3 hours.
You have a fine ship, Commander.
Yes, we're well armed, Professor.
Yes, yes. Didn't I see a breech loading cannon atop your foxhole?
Yes, you did, sir. But my best weapon of all, Professor, is Ned Land.
Huh?
Ned, come over here if you please.
Aye, aye, Commander Farragut, at your service, sir.
Professor Aronnax, Ned is known all over the seven seas as the Prince of Harpooners. If and when we track down the sea monster, he'll show you some real action.
You have a real test for your talents, Mr. Land. It is a fabulous beast indeed that can stove in the side of a ship.
Aye, Professor, but a beast nonetheless.
You're speaking of a Scotia, I take it. Begging your pardon, Professor, if there should be a sea monster that big, that mighty, then Ned Land wants to be the man to harpoon it.
The President Lincoln sets off on its voyage and is soon set upon by the infamous sea monster. In the ensuing battle, Professor Aronnax, Conseil, and Ned Land are thrown overboard to the mercy of a monster they never expected.
I trust that the state of your health is improving, Professor Aronnax.
Oh, where am I? Ned, Conseil!
I'm here, Professor.
Here, monsieur.
You're both aboard my submarine, the Nautilus.
Submarine?
Who are you?
You may address me as Captain Nemo, Mr. Land.
Captain? Submarine? Then you're the...
I'm your sea monster, O Prince of Harpooners.
Captain, how do you know so much about us?
You told me, Professor. You were somewhat delirious for a while. Thus, I learned all about yourself. Your servant Conseil and, Ned Land.
Ugh.
I also know that you are from the frigate President Lincoln, which deliberately invaded my privacy. Attacked me. You are prisoners of war. By rights, I should place you back on deck and submerge, forgetting your existence.
Well, you wouldn't dare. Why, that would not be civilized.
I'm not what you so glibly call a civilized man, Professor Aronnax.
Then what is to be our fate, Captain Nemo?
I'm not altogether heartless. I do share a certain sense of pity for any living thing. I will grant you permission to live aboard the Nautilus. But, of course, you must live under my law. Give your word to cause no trouble and don't try to escape.
Stay with you? For how long?
For the rest of your life, Mr. Long.
Oh,
monsieur.
Do you know what it is you ask, Captain? Are we never to see our country again, our friends, our families?
You'll see far more fascinating country underwater. Renouncing the world is not as painful as you think.
You are simply offering us the choice between life and death.
Just that.
Then we have no choice. Captain Nemo, we will abide by your wishes.
It won't be as bad as you imagine, gentlemen. You, Professor, will find your own published works in my library. I will show you marvels undersea that even you haven't dreamed of. You will live in the best of quarters. You will enjoy the finest food.
Yes, but without freedom.
There is always a price, sir. Be glad that yours is no higher.
That was an excerpt from the WYAS Radio Hour Live production of Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Join us for the full adventure during our performances on March 11 and 12. Now a word from our sponsor, Cough Blaster.
Cough Blaster is good at one thing.
Stopping coughs.
Dry coughs, wet coughs, sick coughs, nagging coughs, every kind of cough gets blasted away with
Cough Blaster.
Just as you'd expect from any miracle cure of this caliber, Cough Blaster may cause some of these exciting side effects.
Squeaky voice.
I need something to stop this cough.
Wow! My cough went away so fast with Cough Blaster!
Runny nose.
Gosh, this tickle in my throat just won't go away. Wow, thanks, Cough Blaster.
And a fear of the color turquoise.
Cough Blaster blasted away my cough faster than your sweater. It's turquoise.
So, if you have a bad cough, don't suffer the sickness. Blast it away with
Cough Blaster.
Buy it today at your local Lewis drugstore.
Cough Blaster, the number one cough suppressant of the WYAS Yodelers, our station star singing sensations. With that, we've reached the end of the WYAS Radio Hour Live Preview. Be sure to catch our full Radio Hour March 11 and 12 at the Saltworks Young Actors Studio Theater. Thanks to our sponsors, Moss Hill Hotel, Cleveland, Ohio's most tolerable hotel, and Cough Blaster, available at our local Lewis drugstore. And thanks to you, our listening audience, for spending this time with us. From everyone here at WYAS, we wish you a great day and a woo-hoo attitude.
Congratulations on the show. We put a link up on our Facebook page and at slbradio.org. So we're just going to have you quickly say your name and any shout-outs you might like to give.
I like to thank my parents for listening to me.
And you are?
I'm the announcer.
Your name?
My name is Anna. Okay. Santa Rose, and I'm the announcer for the WYS.
Great.
Productions.
Okay, it'll just be good to hear your names. That way your parents know who they are. But they probably recognize your voice. Hi.
Hi, I'm Lauren Scheller-Wolf. I would like to thank my parents and my friends.
Hi, I'm Grace Fritch, and I'd like to thank my parents and my friends.
Hi, my name is Christina Blajos, and I'd like to thank my family and my cat.
Hi, my name is Hannah Hentz, and I'd like to thank my dad and my little brother and my mom.
Hi, I'm Cadence Howe, and I would like to thank my parents and the directors.
Hi, I'm Maeve, and I'd like to thank my family and Saltworks for this great experience.
Hi, I'm Jacob Allabach, and I'd like to thank my sister for getting me into acting.
Hi, I'm Mayred Southerdre, and I'd like to thank everybody who's involved in this production and my family and friends.
Hi, I'm Molly Sederose, and I'd like to thank my parents and my older sister and my younger sister. And I would also like to thank my dog.
My name is Mae Bergeson. I would like to thank my parents and one of my best friends, Aristotle.
Hi, I'm Aiden Williams, and I would like to thank my family for being so supportive.
Hi, my name is Luke Hanson, and I'd like to thank my family and my school.
Well, bravo to all of you.
One shout out for a member who is taking the SATs right now. So we want to give a shout out to Jacob's sister, Daisy Alaba, who will be joining us on the 11th and 12th. So.
And you are?
And I am Taylor Couch. I'm the director of the Young Actors Studio and WYAS Live. We also have with us...
Hi, I'm Rachel Smith, and I'm the stage manager for this production.
Well, congratulations. I hope we'll get a chance to do this again. You should do more of these. I had to hold back laughing. Thank you. And you can check out WYAS Radio Hour Live, which opens up March 12th. I just have to read your shirt, March 11th and 12th. And you can find Saltworks online. We also linked to their Facebook page. Thank you very much for being here with us. You guys and gals did a great job.